Another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the SHOT Show 2015 in the Sands Convention Center. We're here at the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, the lovely Laurel Smith, who is director of brand for all things M&P within Smith & Wesson, and surprise guest, Teresa Vail, former Miss Kansas, future star of a soon-to-be-released outdoor adventure, Limitless is going to be the name
Limitless.
Of it. I picked that up last night at the GMAs. And Active Duty Army National Guard.
Yeah, correct.
Welcome, ladies. By far the most beautiful podcast I've done the entire time we've been here.
He certainly knows how to talk to women.
I really think so, yeah.
Well, we're off to a good start, obviously. And just like that, my cameras arrived so that we can get some B-roll of this, because B-roll of the other podcast we did, that's now in the can.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Anyway, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got your show to talk about. We've got all of the things you're going to do in your show. We've got M&P to talk about, all of the things in the M&P line. I don't even know where to start, so that's the beauty of this thing is we just kind of have a chat. And you guys know each other.
We do.
That's so awesome.
New friends.
Yeah?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So in the show, Limitless, it's not just a hunting show.
It is not just a hunting show. It's putting a spin on a traditional hunting show. Because let's be honest, once you've seen one hunting show, you've kind of seen them all.
Right.
You know what happens. They whisper in the tree stand, oh, the buck, it's 20 yards away. Wind is southwest. You know, and I didn't want it to be that way. And
yeah.
So with every hunt, there will be some B story, some adventure that I'll be going on. So, for example, taking an elk hunt. Have you ever been elk hunting?
No.
Okay, an elk hunt. You're walking like 10, 12 miles every single day. It's rigorous. It's hard. And so tied to that hunt is the Death March. Have you ever heard of the Death March?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, it's 26 miles through the New Mexican desert, 45 pounds on your rucksack. Also, very, very tedious, very excruciating. So we're tying those two together, you know.
Just are you up for that? Have you done this already?
I've done it three times
good
in a row.
Night.
Oh, my God.
I lose my toenails every single year.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. And at mile six, it's like, why am I doing this? I hate myself. I hate myself. But then afterwards, it's like, I feel 10 times more powerful now than I did beforehand.
That's pretty incredible.
So that's the point of the show. It's limitless. I have no limits.
That's
well,
awesome.
In the trailer last night that they played at the GMAs, there was some base jumping. Are you going to be base jumping?
Yes. Seriously?
You're out of your mind.
Yes. I will do anything. I am an adrenaline junkie. The closer I can get to death, awesome.
I am super excited for this
awesome.
Show. This is pretty incredible. This
when,
is fantastic.
When is that going to air?
It airs in July on the Outdoor Channel.
Yeah, third quarter coming up this summer on Outdoor.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is huge. Also huge, the line of M&Ps.
Yes.
We've got some new offerings. We've got the stable of the regular M&Ps, and that's everything from rifles to pistols.
That's right. I mean, you know, the M&P line is really all about performance, and it is about it's about getting the right tool to do the things that you love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
From competition to personal defense to
concealed carry. For, I mean, really, you know, practice, everything that you can think of. We have a professional line that you know, helps support our law enforcement officers and professionals, and we want to take care of them, whether it's pistols or rifles. And then, of course, for, you know, just basically your everyday person who loves shooting sports, mm-hmm. who loves hunting, who loves everything that there is that you can do.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the law enforcement community, because more and more are the M&P pistols being accepted and being phased in as the duty pistol, especially in our area, in Brentwood, Tennessee especially. The whole line, they're outfitted. And so those guys are constantly coming by the office to ask different questions about some of the modifications that I've done to some of the guns on the show and different things like that. But it really speaks to the brand, and the brand M&P goes all the way back to the 50s, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It was actually originated as a revolver within the Smith & Wesson line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, military and police is kind of the genesis of that brand. And it really is just about the right tool for the right job.
It's fantastic.
And so we've worked really hard to partner with our law enforcement professionals to make sure that we've got the right guns, the right pistols, the right rifles, configured correctly for their usage needs so that they can, you know, go out there and, you know, protect themselves. But, you know, obviously they're protecting us as well.
To a certain extent, I also see, as the line continues to evolve and grow, a lot of recognizing what people are doing in the aftermarket with guns, especially for competition.
Sure.
Smith & Wesson recognizing that ahead of time, running it through and making it something available from the factory.
Yeah, you know, our performance center has really embraced that. And I mean, if you know, if you're familiar with the performance center, it's all about really a premium product, and it fits beautifully with the M&P line. So it is enhanced triggers. There's barrel modifications. There are ported barrels. Mm-hmm. Ported slides. A little bit longer slides, so you can put optics on it. It's really about embracing everything that happens in the competitive environment. Mm-hmm. And Performance Center, it's the perfect match between just technology and gunsmithing and quality firearms and an M&P brand.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's not just pistols, it's rifles.
Exactly.
Rifles geared towards competition,
yep.
Rifles geared towards law enforcement, military.
That's right.
And rifles geared towards hunting.
Yes.
Right. So, we really hit every facet of the firearms market within this one brand, within Smith & Wesson.
Well, we've worked really hard to do that. I mean, we just recently, just over a year ago, introduced our first 308 caliber in our semi-automatic
nice.
Rifle line.
Yes.
So we now have a really
awesome.
True hunting caliber.
Sure.
And,
camo, I might add.
We
available.
Do. Camo and black.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
tell you what, yep. I have used it, and it is one of the funnest things it is a great gun, right? So you've got that, which is awesome. So you've got hunting, of course, 5.56. That's a really versatile caliber. Mm-hmm. 15.22s.
Look, here they are.
Who do we have?
I know it's Tom Fuller and Missy from Armageddon Gear.
Fantastic! Hi.
So we're still in 22s. We're
yep.
still doing the whole
yeah.
thing.
So 15.22. So I mean, you've got it's a nice caliber to basically learn that platform. It is a 22 chambered. M&P rifle, so you can learn all the controls and how to function. You know, once upon a time it was a little less expensive
it was.
And easier to get.
And it's coming back around. It's one of those things that, you know, it ebbs and flows. But my experience with my particular M&P 22 was one where I took it into competition. Mm-hmm. They allowed rimfire rifle competition at the Steel Championship last year. It was new. It was newly recognized. And so I took my brand new out-of-the-box M&P 22, had 25 or 30 rounds through it before I left town, had 50 rounds in practice through it, and shot a U.S. National with it.
Wow.
And the gun ran absolutely flawless. And I shot my best rimfire steel match ever with that gun with iron sights. I left a little meat on the bone for this year for improvement. But at that point, it was the best time I'd ever posted in a U.S. National. So that speaks to the fact that you can pick the gun up right out of the box and go right into competition. And that's how I'm going to segue back to you, because it's not just hunting on your show. It's not just base jumping and death marching and all of these other things.
Yeah.
I hope at some point you might dip your toe into the competitive shooting arena.
Actually, that's what I was talking to a few people about today.
Yes.
So this is what I decided. After coming to SHOT Show again, and after, you know, the show is coming out in July, my day job, when I'm not filming for the show, I host a radio show in Wichita, Kansas. And, you know, I decided, I was like, you know what? I need to be all in. I want to be all in this industry. Not just the hunting side, but the shooting side. I mean, it speaks to my military background.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
It's what I grew up doing with my dad. So the next step is competitive shooting.
There
and
we go.
So I'm gonna quit the radio job. And
hopefully
full-time.
They know that.
They're about to know that. They're about to know that.
Well, let me tell you this. Our podcast is pretty niche, so chances of Wichita, Kansas radio director actually hearing this, unless he's into shooting USA and the competition sports.
He's not.
Well,
but,
then you're probably pretty
as
safe.
As soon as I get back next week, we're having that discussion.
All right. Well,
I need to be all in.
That's awesome.
I need to be all in, and I truly want to be. So I'm going to focus full-time on shooting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more shooting. That's the only way. It is a good thing. There's nothing bad about it.
No,
more shooting.
No,
more trigger
not.
Time. More ammo downrange.
And real quick, just to interject on the M&P line,
yes,
you know,
please.
You're talking about law enforcement. You're
mm-hmm.
talking about competitive shooting. But, you know, I use it for personal defense. I use it for concealed carry. And I'm not a competitive shooter. I'm
mm-hmm.
not in law enforcement. So I just want to speak to that it's just a phenomenal gun for
whatever you
Joe.
Might need, right?
Yeah.
Across the board. And this year's Christmas present to myself, the M&P 380, formerly known as the Bodyguard 380.
Very nice.
Fantastic
yeah.
little pocket gun. Got
yeah.
a little sleeve. Fits just like a wallet.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Very easy to conceal in any getup
mm-hmm.
from, you know, blue jeans to whatever you're going to wear, shorts, lightweight
mm-hmm.
clothes, because it is really that small.
Yep.
So
you're preaching to the choir.
Well, I know.
Women, we wear tighter clothes.
Hey, well, that's true, too. And the people out there are wishing this was a video podcast right now. Well, I think it's fantastic. And, I'm, you know, And what else do we got? We can talk about all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you know, Teresa gave me kind of the great segue. We talk about all the guns, in all the pistols in our line in terms of, so, you know, concealed carry. It's a huge topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. We've got the 380s with and without lasers. So
yes.
We partnered with Crimson Trace, which, you know, if you've ever used a laser, you know that Crimson Trace is really a quality product. Nice tactile feel. So we've got that really great partnership. Mm-hmm. We also have the bodyguard that's available without a laser. So in case, you know what, you're not used to training with one, or you just simply don't want it,
just simplify, and that was the one that I chose, just to streamline the whole situation and a little cost effectiveness, if you will. I mean, it's not like the laser prepared gun is expensive or cost preventative, but this one at the price point it hits is just really that good,
right?
And in a market where all of the manufacturers are bringing out some kind of a small 380, some kind of an ultra concealable gun, that one for me. And my loyalty to the M&P brand, it's like the little brother to my M&P 9 4-inch. It's the little brother to my 5-inch Pro. You know, those things, there's some loyalty there because it has that same look. It has that same feel, and it has that name.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but, you know.
Tooty-toot.
Go ahead. Exactly. M&P Shield, I mean, the most
fantastic
popular concealed carry
in
firearm
9mm.
In 9mm and 40, and you know, with thumb safety, without. I mean, I can't speak enough about how versatile this gun is. So if you want to carry it with you, it's light, it's slim. But honestly, if this is a gun that you want to take to the range to shoot,
it's enjoyable to shoot.
It's actually really comfortable to shoot.
Even the 40 cal.
Right, exactly.
And a proven winner in the Backup Gun Nationals competition.
Exactly right.
I mean, Trevor Balcom uses one and shoots it. He shot it at Steel National as his second gun. Now, who goes to the Steel Nationals and shoots a 3-inch gun?
Right.
Well, you can if you wanted to. I want to ask an off-topic question because they did a shot in the little package where they were leading up to you last night at the GMAs, where they talked about the Miss America competition and the tattoo.
Yeah.
What's the tattoo? What does it say?
Well, so I actually have two.
Okay.
One made me famous. Mm-hmm. The first one is the Serenity Prayer.
The rib tattoo.
Yeah. The second one is the Army Dental Insignia in honor of my dad.
Awesome.
Yeah. But the Serenity Prayer, I got it to remind myself of my past.
Right.
When I was...
Things you can change and
in
the things you can't.
Yeah.
So.
When I was 10, you know, I had some difficulty with my family, with school and everything, and life was just not going well. And I found myself just praying that every single night to get me through, and it did.
Sure.
And to this day, it's gotten me through just daily things.
Yeah.
So I wanted it on my body.
Love it.
That's awesome. You'll have it forever.
I will.
That's fantastic. How was the ribs? Was it was that a little touchy spot? I mean,
it was actually, so most people say it's painful.
Yeah.
It was actually extremely ticklish, and he had to tell me stop moving.
Right. Because you're bouncing around and and all that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll remember that. Fantastic stuff. Well, there it is. Another edition in the can. That easy. We went 13 minutes plus,
all right.
Just like that.
Awesome, is that?
Thanks, ladies.
You are welcome.